A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Tzadi Zayin, Ksubas 97a, pagination is 193. Starting from a piece of the Gemara at the end of a line, about a third of the way up, Iboi Lehu, they asked a question, Zovin, if a person sold property, Falo Itz Terichu Leizuze. And then it turns out that he doesn't need the money because he expressed the idea that he needed the money in order to buy property of some sort. And it turns out that that property is not available. Hadri Zivini, alo Hadri Zivini. The Gemara's question is, can he undo the sale or not? Toshima, we bring a proof from the following case. Dahu Gavra, there was a person, Dezavin Ara l'Rav Papa, he sold land to Rav Papa. Deitzterichu leizuze l'mizven tori, because he needed the money in order to buy oxen. L'sof, at the end, lo itzterichu le, he didn't need the money because the seller of the oxen backed out. Ve'ahadrine le'Rav Papa le'are, and Rav Papa returned the property to the man. They undid the sale. So you see, according to this proof, that if the person does a disclosure at the time of the sale, why he's doing the sale, and then that disclosure never materializes in actuality, then Rav Papa's case would prove that the sale should be refunded. And the Gemara answers, you can't prove anything from Rav Papa. As we've often mentioned, Maisa Rav, the behavior of a great person, is sometimes the greatest proof and sometimes the weakest proof. As the Gemara says here, Rav Papa lefnim mishuras hadinu de'avad, it could very well be that Rav Papa was behaving beyond the letter of the law. So on the one hand, he did it, so it's for sure the law. On the other hand, it's Rav Papa we're talking about. And therefore, you can't prove anything whether, indeed, you can undo such a sale. Toshima, the Gemara, poses a different proof. Dahu Batsurta, there was a hunger, Dahava Benarda, in the city of Naharda in Bavel. Zavninu Kule Amala Apadnayu, everybody was selling their mansions, their homes, they were selling them. Lesofa Suchiti, but at the end, wheat came. Amalu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Dino hu dahadri apadni l'marayu." Everybody who received a mansion, the houses, has to refund them because the sale that occurred was not correct. And the Gemara wonders why. The assumption would be that it's an example of, I did the sale contingent on the fact that I thought I need an enormous amount of money in order to buy food. What resulted was that shortly thereafter we found out that there was plenty of food. So my sale was incorrect because I don't need that kind of money and I would never liquidate my home if I don't need that kind of money. And the Gemara answers, Hasam nami zivini bitoas havu. This is more than a development or a contingency. This is that the entire sale was mistaken. De'igloi milsa da'arba be'ikulei avokaima, because it turned out that the boat was already here. Just they didn't see it. It was in the outer bay. It was waiting for the tide to recede so that the boat should come in. But essentially, the boat that had the wheat that would save the town was already here. And therefore, it's taus. It's an actual mistake in the sale. It's not that something later developed to which we're bringing to the table and saying my plans didn't materialize, so I want to undo the sale. Drop down right before the Mishnah. V'hilchasa, the halacha is, zavin v'lo itz derichu le'zuze hadri zvini. If a person sold and he didn't end up needing the money, you can indeed undo the sale. Tosfos over here, Dibur HaMaschil Zavin, goes through this topic in a very fundamental way and divides, categorizes the cases into three distinct categories where a person would want to undo a sale because of a development, and how much does he have to put on the table before the transaction is done so that he can indeed take into account those other developments. So Tosfos says that the case of Zavin v'lo itzdirichu lezuzei, a person sold a property and he didn't end up needing the money, to which the Gemara rules you can undo the sale, kigon shegila daito b'shas hamecher. That's the first case that we're dealing with, and it's a case where the person revealed his intent at the time of the sale. He made it clear that he's selling in order to buy the oxen, and that's why he would still have recourse to come back and undo the sale. Similarly, Tosfos says, "Hahu gavra dezavin nechsei adaita lemesek la'ara de Yisrael." You have a person who sells all of his property because he intends to make aliyah. He intends to move to the land of Israel. And again, over there, Tosfos says, the case is b'digoli daite, that he revealed his intent. It was well known why he was selling. And therefore, if the plans did not materialize, he can still go back and undo the sale, which was done because of a certain assumption that was going to develop. Tosfos continues and says that in addition to this category of Gilui Das, where you reveal your intent at the time of the sale, and it makes sense, and therefore we allow you to undo the sale, there are other things that Gilui Das would not be sufficient. Ad Sheyasne. He would have to actually have to make a condition, a formal condition. If this happens, then that. And that's described as Tanai b'nei God uv'nei Reuven, Tanai kafel. It really has to be conditional, and you can make all kinds of Tanoim based on all kinds of things. If the tree will fall, if the house will or will not burn down, if the army will come to town or will not come to town. You can make Tanoim if my father will agree or will not agree to the sale. And those are cases, Tosfos says, kigon imhaya mocha malbushav adaita lemesek le'eretz Yisrael. Let's say a person would be selling his clothing in order to go to Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos says that's very different. If you're selling your house, so everybody understands the nature of the sale of the house, and as long as it's clear and you disclose that you're selling it because you're moving to Eretz Yisrael, it makes sense you're selling your house. It's not something you could take with you to Eretz Yisrael. If you're selling your clothes because you're moving to Eretz Yisrael, that, Tosfos says, would require a true conditional sale. And not enough that you just revealed why you're in the sale mode right now, because something like clothing is not necessarily sold because you're moving. And finally, Tosfos says, there's another category, da'afilu gilui da'as ein tzarech, that even to reveal your mind is not required. So you have a case, Tosfos says, that needs a formal tanai. You have a case, Tosfos says, that needs gilui da'as, revealing your intent. And there's a third case he develops now, where you don't even have to say why you're doing it. It's just totally understood that there's a condition here. There's a reason you're doing it. And if that condition isn't met, even though you didn't make the condition articulating it, it's still going to be true. He gives an example. Shaholach beno lemedinas hayam. His son went to a faraway country. Vishama shameis beno. And he heard that the son's dead. Vikosav kol nechosav la'acherim. And he wrote his property in a will to other people. Ve'achakach ba beno, and then his son showed up. Tosfos maintains that it's biyadua. It's well known that if he would have known that his son was alive, lo haya kosev, He never would have written the gift to all the other people. And that's something, Tosfos says, does not require a Tanai, does not even require Gilui Das. It's fundamentally understood why he's doing it. And if it turns out his information is erroneous, then the sale, the transaction, the gift would not be binding. All of this is extremely complex and obviously in practical cases has to be asked as a formal shaila, but these fundamentals are remarkable to be aware of and to understand how far a person can take a contingency and what does he have to do in order to make it binding. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.